Hey, man.
Hey.
What'd you do last week?
Not a damn thing. Like, literally, I didn't do nothing. Yeah. Besides play with my 3D printer, that's about it.
Cool. Actually, there was a few things that happened this week we can talk about. You downloaded Wizards Unite.
Harry Potter. A lot of my friends did too.
Promptly deleted it.
You know, it was one of those things. I mean, trust me. The friends on my Facebook. I mean, like everybody downloaded it.
And everybody's losing their mind. I played it. I'm like,
yeah. I played it for a couple hours and I got bored with it. Yeah. Well, not really bored with it. I think I'm too stupid for it, I guess.
I think it's too involved for me.
Yeah, I'm all like, I just like to throw things.
Like the Pokemon. There's a Pokemon catcher. Got it. Okay, next.
Yeah. Or like finding a shiny or something like that. Oh, but this is all like, man, you got to piece things together and, you know, hey.
And make potions and.
Yeah, it's way too advanced for me. It's like WoW all over again. It's like, God, it's just so much to do.
Yeah, I started to play it, and I think I'm on like level 6 or 7. And I'm just like, I just can't stay interested. I'm going to delete it soon.
Yeah, I deleted it. I was like, this is just, I mean, I care how much space I have on my phone. It's just like another thing just cluttering it up. So yeah, it was okay. If you like it, then, you know, comment down below. You can comment down below your friend ID number and people can friend you, but
we won't because we're
not playing it anymore. you've been playing Pokemon Go since the beginning, and you're level what on Pokemon Go?
35, almost 36.
Yeah, and you play forever. Yeah, you've been playing this since like day one.
Once you get over like level 20, it takes a lot longer to level.
Yeah, so that's the only thing, and especially since like I live like remotely, so there's like nothing out there.
Oh, we live right. We can't even see a Pokestop in the distance.
Yeah.
I look around, I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'm not playing at home.
Yeah. So, and I think that's one of the big drawbacks of those kind of games. It's like, well, if you don't have anything around you.
But at work, we have a ton of stuff around us. So.
Yeah. Well, no, especially for Pokestops, yes. But for Wizards Unite, it's just like pointless.
I'm working on a Ghostbusters outfit. Did you see the new announcement?
What? Wait, this is news?
We talked about this last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, then also, I printed you out a couple things.
Yes.
So.
Yes, you did. Thank you. You didn't see the announcement?
I did. Actually, that was one of the few things I did see that Paul Rudd was going to be on.
One of my favorite actors, Paul Rudd.
Really?
The man favorite? Never ages.
Ant-Man himself?
He never ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't say what his role was going to be. Everybody's assuming he's going to be one of the Ghostbusters. He could be a villain.
I don't see him as a villain. He's not that kind of typecast. But I can see him being, being a father of one of the kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I don't see him actually being a Ghostbuster. I mean, that'd be cool, but I think,
lines of Ghostbusters. Yeah. That would work.
But the thing is, like, remember when we talked about, and you can click here, I'm going to make you put a card in, for our Ghostbusters 3 trailer discussion review.
Yep. Can't wait.
And what we were talking about before is, I think, and you can listen to it or hear it or, you know, but I think that it's going to these young kids that it's going to be the new Ghostbusters.
They're breaking in the new generation.
The new generation of Ghostbusters, so it can last another 20 some odd years.
Are we going to get new Ghostesses? Or they're still gonna be chasing Slimer and.
Well, I mean, technically Slimer is part of the Ghostbusters in the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't think they'll follow that timeline, but Slimer is iconic with Ghostbusters.
Most of the original cast is returning, besides Remus, of course.
Well, yeah. I think it'd be cool to bring him back as a ghost.
That would be. Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
A good little nod to him.
Yeah. Yeah, if they don't, I think, especially since who's the director? He was the son.
Reitman. Jason Reitman?
Yeah, the son of the original director.
Yeah, one of the Reitmans.
If he wouldn't put him in, he would probably put a big disservice
in. His dad will ground him.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I mean, this is still far. What, 2 years still out? 2021.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of a more recent one, Endgame. Re-release.
Oh, re-release. Yeah, they're trying to get that Avatar. They're trying to push it up with six more additional minutes.
in a bigger Stan Lee tribute, and Anthony Russo is going to talk at the beginning, and I think there's going to be an after credit.
Yeah, a different after credit.
Everybody knows what they're doing.
Of course.
They fell just a little short.
Well, the problem is with Avatar is that it's a love story, right? But it's like Ferngully. But it has science fiction and guns, so it got all the guys in there to keep them thing.
And big blue cats.
And big blue cats that you can see their nipples. Yeah. So, but, you know, the end game is like, man, you need to watch the first one, and you need to get a good grasp of the entire MCU. I understand why they didn't hit it. But also, you know, it's just, I mean, Avatar was the Titanic, you know.
It was groundbreaking.
It was groundbreaking first time.
And it still holds up. I watched it again the other day. It still holds up.
Yeah, so I think that's a big reason why it didn't. Because, I mean, first of all, the Endgame was a sequel. If you didn't watch the first one, you would.
To every MCU.
Exactly. It's the end of it. And talk about the sequel to the Endgame that they're re-releasing to beat Avatar. Far From Home, Spider-Man.
Yep.
Is they said one of the last movies of Phase 2.
Two or three.
Phase 3 or something like that. I heard it was okay.
I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Yeah, the reviews are coming out already. It's not the best Spider-Man out there, but it's not the worst. So, you know, I think we're reviewing it next week.
July 5th.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think Ingram's, it's going to end up passing Avatar just because this last push.
I mean, the funny thing is.
They should put an asterisk.
Yeah.
In the record
book. Well, I think they just announced when they're going to release the DVD. I think it was sometime in August or something like that.
I read it.
August 15th or 22nd or something like that. Sometime in August that they're actually going to do it. And, I mean, the theaters, I'm pretty sure they also had a big push from the theaters. Like, yeah, please re-release it.
Yeah, because we need more money.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, I don't think they get money off of the movies per se. They get mostly it's concessions. So
popcorn is
back to Alamo Draftco.
Thank you, Alamo.
Yeah. Far From Home is coming next Thursday, I think, is the release, or next Friday.
Yeah.
4th of July weekend, so it might be a big draw. I'll go watch it. I love
I'm
definitely going to watch it. I got tickets for it, so I'm going to get that fish and chips.
We're going to review it. We have to be there.
Just watch it with my eyes closed. I heard everything.
They released another trailer, too, for I guess it's not a sequel, more of a reboot.
Oh, the Charlie Angels one?
Yeah, I'm kind of conflicted on that one.
Well, here's the thing. When I grew up, I had the Lucy Liu one and the Drew Barrymore.
I grew up, I had the Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a different generation. And the only thing is, I'm not a big Kristen Stewart fan.
Kristen Stewart, I was going to say, she's not my favorite actress.
She did look good in the trailer, and she had a little bit more emotions in the trailer, and I like that.
I didn't see her bite her lip once. But yeah, she looked a little, I didn't.
But I mean, you have Sir Patrick Stewart.
That's the thing, there's going to be at least three different Bosleys.
Yeah.
Because Elizabeth Banks, who I believe is directing it, is going to be a Bosley.
And Elizabeth
Jimon
Banks.
Hanshaw, the guy's in every Marvel movie, the black dude. You don't remember him? I'll put a picture of this guy.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but.
And then Patrick Stewart is another Bosley.
Yeah, so I think it's good, but. I actually saw that yesterday. I was sitting there like, because Rotten Tomatoes was like, put a new video up. I'm like, all right, cool. I think it'll be a cool Charlie's Angels. I don't think it'll be a good movie. I mean, here's the thing.
It looks like they're putting more action into it and less of the comedy.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about the last one with Lucy Liu. There was so much. I think Bruckheimer or one of those action directors actually directed it. There was a lot of, you have Kristen Stewart now. And that's the only... I haven't seen since, like, the only times I actually go watch movies at the Alamo Draft House. So I haven't seen a bunch of movies lately.
Alamo Draft House.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have seen Aladdin, you wouldn't have seen all those other ones.
Aladdin was good. I liked Aladdin.
I still want to go see Godzilla before it gets out of theaters.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, Charlie's Angels didn't look bad.
It didn't look bad, but I think it's going to be, an okay movie. It should be a good Charlie's Angels movie.
I think it'll do well.
I think so too.
I don't think it's going to break records.
Because the last
it's
one.
It's not going to pass Endgame.
When's the last one that came out? Like 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Drew Barrymore. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. And Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and the chick from The Mask.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz, yeah.
The chick from The Mask. Sorry, Cameron. Yeah.
I wasn't going to be all like, there's something about Mary, you know? Yeah.
More people will know her from that.
Yeah.
Mask is a little old.
Hey, Mask, the Mask
the
actually.
Jim Carrey Mask, not
yeah.
James Kennedy Mask. Jimmy
the
Kennedy.
The
Kennedy.
Son of Mask?
Oof. Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
They announced another. Did you ever watch Preacher on AMC?
I have the. Okay. Yes and no. I watched the first couple episodes, and then I didn't have AMC anymore, and then I actually bought Preacher on DVD, season mm-hmm. 1 and 2, and it's just like the time, I can't find the time, but yes, I do want to watch it. I heard lots of good things about it. Why do you ask?
The guy who did Preacher is also got another show coming out on Amazon Prime called The Boys.
Yes, I can't wait until this one.
And Carl Urban?
Carl Urban.
And Simon Pegg. That's all I had to hear.
Yeah, I mean... Oh, no, not Simon Pegg. Is it Simon Pegg?
Yeah, Simon Pegg's going to be the father of one of the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Did you see the full...
I've read the comics.
But did you see the full trailer on it?
No, I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, my God. Check out the trailer.
So the trailer's good?
Oh, my God. He'll link it down below.
Oh,
just check out that trailer. That is insane. Especially, like, there's a part in the trailer, and if... If you don't want to listen to this trailer about The Boys on Amazon Prime that you probably won't watch, you can skip this part. But, and there's a one part in the trailer, this guy is just getting out of his apartment and going onto the street, or like onto the sidewalk next to the street. And then all of a sudden, he's just reading something or looking at his phone or something like that. And then all of a sudden, there's this flash and this blood splatter goes everywhere. And he looks down and like his legs and his arms are gone.
Yeah.
And the guy who says... It's a superhuman, and he says, "Sorry, dude, I can't stop." And it just like his legs explode because he's so fast. He's like the Flash, right?
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, dude, I can't stop.
Sorry about your legs and arms.
Yeah, and then he just leaves. And I guess The Boys is about the government getting these people under control.
Well, it's like a post 9/11 deal. The superheroes. It's more realistic because they become pricks, basically.
Yeah.
They're self-centered. They're superheroes. They're going to do what they want. So they take a lot of drugs. They just murder.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
They take women over to their orgy island and just have their way with them.
Well, there you go.
And then the government, you know, the international government sees that, hey, we don't have control.
Yeah.
So they make a task force called...
The boys. Yeah.
And these guys are pretty depraved themselves, but they work for the government to take out all these problem superheroes.
Yeah, and I would imagine they're probably working on the government to, like Ant-Man, like take time off of probably the Suicide Squad kind of thing.
Kinda,
yeah. And that's what I would imagine, because these guys don't look like the poster boys of for
government.
Just
give them a license to do all the depraved stuff they like to do anyway.
Exactly. So, yeah, I can't wait for this. This one's pretty exciting, because I'm actually watching currently Good Omens.
Oh, that's...
And so I'm about halfway
if you guys
through.
Aren't watching Good Omens.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through Good Omens, but yeah, definitely check that one. It's really good, and I love and I said that before, like on Preacher, Constantine. I love the cults kind of stuff. Though this is really good. But yeah, this is Good Omens is really you know.
We can talk about that one. That's still pretty new.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. It came out a couple like a month ago or something like that. David Tennant and Michael Sheen. I think the guy you keep on thinking that's...
He looks like Simon Pegg. Maybe it's just me. But yeah, and David Tennant, every character he does, he always gives it some little quirk. Like with Crowley, he's got that hitch in his walk.
Yeah. I'm at the episode where like they're going back into time and like he's saving him and they went and William Shakespeare. Yeah, so that's where I'm currently at right now. It's really good. It's I was painting up my minis last night and I was watching Good Omens and because
yes,
I was sitting, yeah. If you haven't told, well, actually I was painting up my 3D models.
Oh, nerd.
Yeah, I printed out my own. Yeah, uber nerd.
I don't like your minis. I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, if you had a 6-inch tall statue of Yolandi, I would straight up buy it. But no, yeah, Good Omens is right. I'm halfway through it, and what a good, and it's like from Genesis 1, and what they say, it's the Earth is 4,680 years long, and it started at 9:15 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny. Who's God that's narrating?
It was something. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Emma Watson. No, not Emma Watson. I know it's somebody. And well, you heard about that the Christian Church or whatever put a lawsuit to take it off of Netflix.
Netflix. You're wrong. It's like, on Amazon.
Netflix is all like, yeah. They said we promise we won't put it on anymore.
It'll never be on Netflix.
Oh God, yeah.
It's a really good. It's Neil Gaiman. He's done Lucifer. That did really well, translating to TV.
Which I'm currently watching right
American
now, too.
American Gods, if you haven't watched that.
I haven't watched that yet. That's on AMC, right?
AMC or Stars. It might be Stars.
Yeah, I don't. It's one of those things I'll like, watch it. You have cable. I don't have cable. So I just log into your cable subscription.
Through your interwebs.
Through my internet. So I watch, right now, I've been watching Discovery Go and stuff like that, so... Because of the Adam Savage, he built an Iron Man suit.
If you find the seasons of American Gods, it's really good.
Yeah, put down below where it's at. Showtime, Stars, AMC.
I might be wrong.
And that's pretty crazy. But yeah, I've been watching that Discovery Go I'm like halfway between a nerd and a geek, right? I love. The nerd side of me likes watching the Iron Man suit getting built, and then the geek side of me like watching BattleBots, the new season, because I'm all like, yes, because I built my own robot. So it's one of those things, like get Discovery Go online or whatever, it's so well worth it. But yeah, Adam Savage makes a flying Iron Man suit.
I saw the previews for that.
I watched the whole. It's like an hour long thing, and he built. And it's bomb-proof, bulletproof, and it flies.
So it's actually an Iron Man.
It's actually an Iron Man suit. It's
Mark
actually
one.
Yeah. Well, it's a Mark II. Mark I is the big one, but big it's actually one. A Mark II, and it's 3D printed titanium.
You
oh yeah.
3D print titanium?
Apparently, you can.
That printer must be expensive.
Yeah. So what happens is they put a layer of titanium dust down. And then they shoot it with high-powered lasers, and it melts into a form. And he built the entire form to look like Iron Man. It's insane. If you haven't seen it, and I've been a long follower of Adam Savage, and if you haven't seen it, it's pretty amazing. It's called Discovery Builds, and it's remarkable. You know that there's that jet man. He has a back jet and the front two jets, and he actually flies around. Well, he puts it on and then he flies around with Iron Man. So it's pretty crazy.
Wow.
And then they shoot at it. Shoot it with a 22, passes. 9mm, passes. 45, passes. Oof. It's all bulletproof. You can stop a 45 from 20
that's
feet
most
away.
Of your, yeah, that's most of your rounds.
Yeah, right? I mean, a 45 is a big fat bullet. I mean, I know they're not going to go with like the 50 cal, but any hand.
Put a little hole in it.
Yeah, a little big hole. But yeah, it's remarkable. You need to check it out, you know. And it's pretty crazy. But yeah, that's exciting because that was just like I've been following him so long because he's. You know, go to Tested, go to Adam Savage Tested, subscribe to him because he just did a one day build that he made. It's a hero prop for the show about a cop in the 1800s in London, and they carry these sticks around. But he has this whole shop in San Francisco, and he just shows people how to make things, and it's just so cool, you know. He's one of my greatest idols. I was really bummed I didn't meet him at Phoenix Comic Con. Yeah, I saw him at Phoenix Comic Con, but
saw
I was
him
in my Vader.
A huge line, so I didn't get any.
Yeah, it was all prepaid, so unfortunately. Yep.
See, for our last one, I guess we could.
The Star Wars.
We can talk about. Have you been reading about that?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, we talked about Star Wars Land being open, and it's just been.
If you want to see something.
And you know, you can't have nice things.
Of course not. Yeah. And the funny thing is that since we literally are talking about it, my friend, let me show you this. I don't know if you can kind of see it. Right there. He literally just sent me a picture of him earlier today at Star Wars Galaxies. And I'm all like, I hate you so much. And he got one of those Coca-Cola bottles that look like a grenade.
Well, they have all kinds of cool stuff. They're expensive. Like, you can build your own droid, but you end up paying like 30 grand by the time it's over with.
Well, you can buy a straight up, like, my droid. You can go there and buy one, $25,000 check, yeah. and they'll ship it to you.
Yeah, but you can go. They have like an assembly line where you can pick the pieces.
Yeah, that's the droid factory. You can you can build your own little droid that's about yay big. It's not big, but you can remote control it and stuff like that, and it's pretty cool. But the problem is that people are
taking in nice souvenirs they shouldn't be taking.
Yeah, they're like stealing like little.
The glasses out of the cantina.
Yeah, it's so
when
dumb.
You go to eat, you're supposed to leave the silverware and the glasses because they're actually special made.
Well, yeah, and of course they're not going to.
And so if you go on eBay, if you go look right now, I'm sure you'll.
Yeah, if you just go to eBay and put it in Star Wars Galaxies, it's just disgusting. And the problem is that they're selling them
for big bucks.
If you are on eBay and you're buying that kind of stuff, all you're doing
you're part of the problem.
I refuse to do that. Because look. A friend of mine said,
"Steal my own."
I'm not gonna flip it.
Don't do it, guys.
It's just so stupid, you know. And
that's why they put guards now just about everywhere because
people are just taking things from her. Yeah, and I mean, and a friend of mine was taking pictures of thing, and I was like, oh, cool, you know. It's like a 501st event. So if you ever go to 501st or whatever, to follow Dewback Ridge Garrison, they'll show you when their upcoming things. But
DRG,
like she showed me a picture of Chewbacca, and I was like, oh yeah. Been there.
But
it's just what they're doing is they're taking. Look, you can buy souvenirs and just flip it, but it won't be as much. But what these people are doing is like, I saw a couple people take Star Wars Galaxies people's badges.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to turn them in after you fly in the
Falcon. Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah, and if somebody's out there asking for them, they just kind of.
Yeah, they just put it in and walk out, and they're going for like hundreds of dollars. For a little card that says Star Wars Galaxies. I have an idea. We just flood the market with just fake ones.
Counterfeits.
Just counterfeits
ones? But we'd be the ones that get stung for it.
Well, no, I'm just gonna put
For unlicensed counterfeits.
Of something that was stolen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, come on, people.
It's so dumb. I'm... Well, okay, so, you know, another thing that did happen... another thing that did happen was because... Star Wars Celebration, I just got released, and right. I got my tickets, and right. So apparently the Jedi package, the VIP package, this $900 got sold out in 2 minutes.
It always does.
It always does, because what these people do is there's no limit on Jedi passes, so they kept it at 10. So you were spending $9,000, and these people are selling them for like, I mean, you could go on eBay right now and pick up Jedi passes for like $2,500. It's, I hate it. I hate flippers. Look.
Scalpers ruin it all.
They really do. And the problem, like, look, I was there at 10, I went there. I was on my computer at 10 o'clock.
It's in the lobby of
It's just like as bad as freaking San Diego Comic-Con now.
Yeah.
The 4 days tickets were sold out in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. When I told you to pick yours up and you didn't?
See, I'm waiting for D23.
Yeah, you know what's okay? Like, I missed out on Star Wars Chicago, which I'm glad I missed out because it was cold and I heard it was snowing. And
I was there the day before.
Yeah, I'm not about to go to freaking Chicago in winter. Well, winter time, but yeah, no, I'm not missing Anaheim because I can drive there and I have a secret. I have a secret project for a celebration.
Oh, do I know it?
I don't think so. I don't think I told you.
Oh.
Yeah. But it'll be revealed here. It's August 2020. So it'll be revealed about a week before. Actually, what we'll do is we'll release it the day Star Wars Celebration comes out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, because I can schedule it up.
Yeah, because we can schedule it up. But yeah, you're ready for D23. I'm ready for Star Wars Celebration. Star Wars Celebration tickets are pretty much all sold out. I think only Thursday and Sundays are right up. And the hotels, I spent $300 a night for some Wyndham Marriott crap hotel, and it sucks. But because they're already all sold out.
Yeah, that always happens when there's a big event.
But the thing is, my Hilton that's right next door wasn't on there. So, I don't know. I'm going to check out the Hilton, like, because they only go a year out. So I'm going to check it out, like, the day it comes out, the year out, and we'll go from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about a lot. There was a lot. I'm glad. See, last time we didn't have a cheat sheet. This time we kind of we wanted to take. Oh, what's his Lobo?
Yeah, that was all sci-fi. We can talk about that later. He's gonna get his own series.
Oh, wait a minute. Like from the Krypton Lobo?
Yeah. That's why I skipped over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, like I said, comment down below what you think your favorite subject was. I don't know, we went through a lot of subjects. Check out the trailer below, because we don't want to upload it because we'll get flagged by YouTube. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it. Comment down below while you're down there. Hit that subscribe button. And while you're hitting that subscribe button, hit that bell icon. It's so echoey in here every time. But yeah, comment, like, share, do all those kind of things. We're closer to 10 million than you think.
Call us on our Google line. Somebody did call.
Oh, but
they hung up.
Yeah, they just wanted to see if there was actually
a prank call.
Is to see if there's actually somebody in there.
Because I got excited, I listened to it. It's like, oh, and then you had that 3-second window. Oh, click.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they call us on a Google hotline, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you guys next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?